Ashes to Ashes, Level B1. California's Next Big Geologic Threat Might Not Be an Earthquake, by Hannah Osborne and Michael Mershall. Californians are familiar with all kinds of natural disasters, earthquakes, landslides, and wildfires, to name a few. But are they ready for a volcanic eruption? They'd better be, the US Geological Survey, USGS, says. A new report points out that the state has 8 volcanic areas that could spring to geologic life, and the odds of one of them posing a problem are on par with the odds of a major quake along the San Andreas Fault. Future volcanic eruptions are inevitable, according to the USGS report. At least 10 volcanic eruptions have taken place in the state in the past 1,000 years, and there's a 16% chance of a small to moderate-sized eruption over the next 30 years. By comparison, there is a 22% chance of a magnitude 6.7 or larger earthquake at the San Andreas Fault in the San Francisco Bay Area in the next 25 years. 7 of the assessed volcanoes have magma beneath them, meaning they are considered active. 1, the Long Valley volcanic region in the Sierra Nevada near Mammoth Lakes, is one of the biggest calderas in the world, measuring 20 by 10 miles. It formed during a super eruption about 760,000 years ago. Nothing like that is in the USGS forecast, although there's a better than 1 in 5 chance of some kind of eruption in Long Valley in the next 100 years. Even if you like those odds, the report has plenty to keep a volcanophobe awake at night. For example, there is a reminder that in the early 20th century, Lassen Peak in Shasta County erupted, producing a year-long series of minor steam blasts before a larger explosion sent an eruption column 30,000 feet high and unleashed destructive pyroclastic flows in Lajas. A pyroclastic flow, if you don't have your geology textbook handy, happens when gas-pressurized ash and lava fragments rush outward from the volcano at ground speeds greater than 50 miles per hour. Lajas, the report explains, are slurry-like flows of volcanic ash, rock and water with a consistency of wet concrete. In the Lassen Peak eruption, wind-borne ash drifted 275 miles east and fell as far away as Elko, Nevada. The most energetic part of the eruption was over in a matter of days, but steam blasts and lahars created hazardous conditions for several years afterwards, the report says. And this was what volcanologists consider a small eruption. The USGS report considers the risk of a minor eruption within the Lassen region to be about 2% over the next 30 years. That's enough to warrant a risk rating of very high. Mount Shasta, 60 miles north of Redding, also has a very high risk, a 3.5% chance of eruption within the next 30 years. The Clear Lake volcanic field, about 90 miles north of San Francisco, is considered a high risk. The report says additional research is needed to determine the likelihood of an eruption there. If one of them does blow, millions of people who don't live near them could be affected. Even a fine dusting of volcanic ash can cause widespread disruption to power lines, the report says, noting that a 2011 eruption in Chile caused blackouts that persisted for weeks as ash caused electrical discharge on insulators and knocked over transmission poles. Water lines, gas lines, cell phone service, air travel and more could be disrupted. The report, which was prepared in collaboration with the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services and the Californian Geological Survey, does say the regions are being monitored closely and suggests the next steps will be to assess specific sites so that the residents and officials can be prepared. Understanding the hazards and identifying what and who is in harm's way is the first step, says the report. After that, it's up to communities to come up with plans to mitigate risk and build resilience to the hazards.